Welcome, Seraphim's Basketball, Wednesday, August 12th, 2020. Today's episode, De-Escalation, will look into sub-areas of the game of basketball and de-escalation in six subject areas known as inversion, covering, severances, counterings, affordings, and acquirings. We'll begin with the subject area inversion and how address, unity, and attack in inversion gives the de-escalational process in the game of basketball. Inversion. The address of inversionals by the coaching staff and the players of veteranship and the units of play of players who are in the current current position at the current time of the current occurrence in the inversion to be addressed by those individual athletes begins the inversional process. To the escalation is a process which the steps themselves are important to the focus factors of what is addressed by the unifying of the unital process of unity, you know, afterwards of the address. The inversion begins to formulate and begins to be a niche or step in the de-escalation where the attack can now begin. The attack itself is the full reasoning and goal of an inversion, which is a step that the de-escalation begins with a counterpart of an action, which is the attack. The attack goes not unforth, unabated of a breach, and unabated of recognition by the players, the coaching staff, referees, even fans in the stands, which is how and why coverings of the inversion are required. Covering begins with an offense or defensive rebound and goes out forth onto breaks, jump shots, and passes in covering an inversion or de-escalation on the offensive end of an address. You know, breaks, fast breaks, that is. You know, the coverings in the fast breaks are communication. How and where and whom are the right fourth athlete to be where and where and on the court of the attack in positional positional lanes and positional spots of offensive plays and offensive genres of the game's inversion. Jump shots, which cover for the perimeter to be a safety net or a safety zone for the outlets to be defended upon or the outlets to be reset upon, which are why jump shots themselves are good coverings for for our second chance points, passes and covering come in the breaks, such forth as intermediary, or they come such as forth alley-oop, or come such forth off the ground as a bounce. Those passes are coverings for the offside ball, offside athlete on off-ball side to become initiated inside of what is the gambit of the rebound. The rebound itself in de-escalating is furthermost the attack point in the de-escalational inversion, because it begins the breaks, fast break covering, where severances are either in the forthright nature and in its forthright capacity, you know, giving breath and light to unwarranted things such as turnovers, lethargy, and redundance. You know, where those coverings from those passes sever those things. You know, the turnovers who are committed in helter-skelter play, and turnovers that are committed in erratices of the game's flow, they are severed, you know, through the coverings. Lethargy, capacities, you know, the lethargic state of being, you know, is severance through the fast break, you know, and how The jump shot eliminates redundance. Those severances begin to mesh themselves and become covering in the inversion for the de-escalation to become possible. Counterings, countering the de-escalation with shot selection, resets, and alternatives that are not so much a blighting of the severances of covering, but more so a protectional aspect of countering a de-escalation, which is having a better shot selection, resetting the ball if the fast break or the play breaks down, and having alternatives during the course of the play selection, affording things like leads, pullaways, or oppositional deficits. Those alternatives become the base foundation of the fundamental of the countering. Affording leads, oppositional deficits, or pullaways in the course of the de-escalational process. Leads, which are, more so more than none in the course of a basketball competition. They exchange themselves at very different and more varietal of occurrence in the affording of themselves, where it creates an affordance of deficit for the opposition through the mere fact of the present lead which had been created or afforded in the countering. And from there, pullaways are afforded, pullaways are created, pullaways are sustained, or pullaways are negated. However, each which way, you're going to have a affording from those alternatives of a lead or a oppositional deficit. Which looks and brings forth into looking into de-escalational acquirements or restructurings. Where one thing didn't happen and you had to use the alternative, and another thing may have happened and you may have to reset, or out of the two out of the two open possessions, You had to use a third. De-escalation requirements. But of all in all, the requirements gonna come with three sub-tree areas, which are follow-ups, the extra pass, and bodying up. Those requirements are, it could be a rebound, it could be a turnover. However, the de-escalation requirement may afford themselves in that competition. Could be a ball out of bounds, a dead ball, or a tie-up, those are de-escalational. And on those type situational occurrences, you have to follow up, and in some cases, you use your extra pass to avoid that situation. Other situations, you have to what? Body up. In either of those occurrences, those are what? De-escalational, where the process of inversion to cover the inseverance and counter an affording of an acquisition. De-escalation. We've come to the end of episode De-escalation. Seraphim's Basketball. Wednesday, August 12th, 2020. The sport have engrafted and imposed in their natures here and abroad, and their compositional makeups of their stature of players and playerhoods and athletics, and their state of condition at the point in time of this pandemic. De-escalational awareness in situations on the court during competition that can avoid the mere mishaps or the mere contractions of the mishaps, to be aware, to de-escalate. One-on-one. All day, all night. Twiggy Tweed.